Barry Soper, senior political correspondent with us now. Hey, Barry.
Good afternoon, Heather.
So whereabouts in the world is Christopher Luxon right now?
He's in Singapore at the moment. I've been to Singapore on several occasions with different prime ministers. Helen Clark I was with when she signed the free trade agreement in Singapore. Jenny Shipley, she worried me a bit when she was there because she liked the way the Singaporean government dealt with journalists in the country. We had the honour of going to Lee Kuan Yew's wonderful mansion in the middle of this island state. You would wonder where this could fit in, but there was an 18-hole golf course on his mansion.
On his property?
Yeah, on his property. Wow. So,
it's in a place that has very, very little land, he manages to take up 18 holes.
They really know how to look after themselves, but I digress. What Chris Luxon is doing there, he's leading a trade mission there. And a lot of people would say, what's the point? What's the point of taking a lot of businessmen along? Mm. It's really good. More trade missions that New Zealand can do, I think, is the better. Because what it does is, it doesn't matter who the Prime Minister is, it opens doors.
I heard him say that the Southeast Asian bloc, as a bloc, is the size of the fifth biggest country in the world.
So, oh, indeed.
And we don't trade nearly as much as we could there.
Absolutely. And Singapore's economy is very, large economy in the world order. But the trade delegations, they open doors by, probably more cocktail parties when the businessmen get around the Prime Minister, the businessmen get around other politicians in Singapore and other business people there. So he's just put out a statement a couple of minutes ago saying that, look, we're going to strengthen our relationship between Singapore and New Zealand, even entertain the idea of allowing Singapore to fly drones in our airspace as we draw our defence forces together and rely a bit more on Singapore. So I don't think anybody's got any fear of Singapore. I think it's a great country, and I certainly have enjoyed every time I've gone there.
What do you make of the rainbow crossing, the admission, the pleading guilty today?
Well, I think Auckland Pride was absolutely right, because what they said was that it gave the Destiny Church, and in particular Brian Tamaki, a platform to perform from.
Mm.
True to his word, he was there.
At court?
Yes, the man who, he apparently, the 31-year-old Ford O'Connor asked Tamaki to be his spokesperson, and he is asking a senior member of his family, because Tamaki's oldest granddaughter is married to
Ford O'Connor.
So, yes, he came out and lent a helping hand at the courthouse. Tamaki said being a member of the LGBTQ community is a perversion, and so are the rainbow crossings.
Funding and financing the promotion of the rainbow perversion everywhere you look is not right, and it's not normal. Painting illegal rainbow crossings on our streets that are confusing to pedestrians and drivers as well is not right, and it's not normal. Brainwashing our kids with their rainbow washing, putting their political rainbow flag everywhere, is not right, and it's not normal. Excessively favouring one minority group above all other minority groups, a political minority group at that. You know what? I've got friends and family members and cousins that are gay and the trans. They love Hannah and I. We love them. You separate the person from the behaviour.
You can imagine how they get on with Brian and Hannah. It's extraordinary. I'm sure if my two-year-old was in his pushchair going over a rainbow crossing, he'd think it was the best thing he'd ever seen.
Well, in fact, does love a rainbow.
Yes,
does
love exactly.
Who's confused by rainbow crossings? Come
on. Oh, honestly.
Hey,
yes,
listen, exactly. I am well into this idea of this mega tunnel for Wellington.
Well,
what do
you
reckon?
Look, the idea is great, but I do wonder. It's being pushed by the transport agency, formerly called Waka Kotahi, they apparently have presented a compelling case, according to Simeon Brown, why the option should proceed and be put on the table. And I just wonder whether the transport agency is setting this government up for a fall. This is a massively expensive project. The tunnel would be 4 kilometres long, and compare that to the 2.4-kilometre tunnel that we've got here in Auckland.
The Waterview.
The Waterview
tunnel. It's longer than Waterview.
It's longer than Waterview. Oh,
imagine going through 4Ks of tunnel, how much fun that would be.
But you also imagine, you know, the displacement that a tunnel like this would cause. I honestly don't think it will go ahead. I can't see it, and you can hold me to that in a few years' time. You know, I think the government, if it does swallow this and goes with it, they're making a big mistake.
Thanks, Barry. Barry Soper, Senior Political Correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.